Hello, you've reached Lawrence Plastics. If you know your party's extension number, you may dial it at any time. For directory of extensions, press the pound key. For customer service, press 1. For sales, press 2. For the plant manager, press 3. For quality, press 4. For purchasing, press 5. For accounting, press 6. For the operator, please press 0. Thank you for calling.
One moment, please.
Lawrence Plastics, this is Michelle.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. I was looking to speak with Matt. Is he available?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Russell from Cardiff.
Russell from where?
Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Hold on.
Your call is very important to us. We appreciate your patience while holding. Our receptionist will be right with you.
Russell.
Hey, is this Matt?
Yes.
Hey, Matt, this is Russell from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs and a pile of leaves?
Russell, what do you call a man with no arms and legs in a pool?
Bob.
How
you
doing today?
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs hanging on the wall?
Oh, I know this one. I can't remember.
Art.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs sitting in a hole?
Doug.
Phil.
Okay.
What do you call a
there.
Girl with one no arms and one leg?
Hop or something like that.
Eileen.
Eileen.
What do you call a girl with no arms and no legs on the beach?
Sandy.
You got it.
Nice. All right. So how you doing today, Matt?
Just shy, spectacular yourself.
Hey, good to hear it. Me too. Thanks for asking. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you're busy here, even though you like to crack a joke or two. But we specialize here in equipment financing and working capital. And just want to know what you have going on right now that needs some funding.
We're buying all sorts of shit, but we're using our bank.
Okay. So you're bringing on a bunch of equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're going through your local bank. Are you using Heister Yale for that?
No. No, we bank with Chase.
Who is that? Oh, with Chase?
Chase.
Okay, so you're going to do all your...
Manhattan.
Are you going to do all your equipment financing through them?
Yeah, we pay cash for a lot, and we finance a little just for, accounting reasons for tax implications. And
yeah, you guys are going to be taking advantage of that Section 179.
Section 179 deduction.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so it sounds like you guys already have kind of a plan here.
Yep.
So
you're tripping, boo.
So how many pieces of equipment are you planning on bringing on here?
So far we purchased 10 this year, 10 injection molding machines.
Oh, wow, okay. So you guys have quite a thing going on there. So are you're familiar with working capital as well. That's the other program that we do here. Just wanted to touch base, especially coming towards the end of the year, and see if you had any large-scale projects coming up that could require some additional capital.
What is going on with all these people calling me to loan me money? I mean, it's insane. I've got, people just literally call me all the time. I want to loan you money. I want to loan you money. I want to give you money. You know what I mean? What's going on?
Well,
is there so much money out there? Need any help?
Well, we're just out here trying to help out, small to medium-sized businesses.
Well,
and make
you're not calling to help me out.
Well, no. I think it's good business because it's helping.
You're a capitalist.
I think it's helping both of us out, though. That's the beauty of it.
It could, but I don't need you because I got a bunch of other opportunities, if I need money to go get it.
Okay.
I'm just wondering why there's so many people out there trying to, because I don't remember 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, people calling me out of the blue saying, I want to loan you money.
Well, so I think I actually have an answer for that is, back in 2008 with the crash and everything. That
money was tight.
Yes, and so that created the new program, that working capital. It didn't exist before that point. And so since then, it's become a thing. We actually were one of the pioneers in creating that working capital loan. And so since then, I think there's been a lot of new businesses that have been starting, especially within even the last 6 months to 2 years, that are trying to start to fill in that gap of, you know, the void of, you know, people trying to look for that unsecured cash loan. So that's why I don't think it's been around, you know, for, you know, the last 10 years or so. But we are actually the only one that does both the equipment financing and working capital. I'm sure that you do get a ton of these calls every day.
Well, how does the working capital portion of it work?
So the working capital, for us at least, you know, they're unsecured cash loans, but we base them off of sales. So depending on your top-line revenue, we're usually able to free up that 10 to 15% of it. But that's, you know, rather than the equipment financing that is much more dependent on credit, we base a lot of our working capital loans off of sales instead.
Okay. And then, but don't you, because, you know, I can't think if Chase has... I would think Chase would have first rights on that. So would you have to subordinate that to Chase? Or?
No. It kind of depends. If there's some situations where if they've already been working with a different lender and, you know, already have a working capital loan out, then, you know, we're able to bring on a second position, third position, et cetera. But sometimes, you know, we help them even, you know, do, you know, a payoff loan that helps them pay off any of what they currently have. But
yeah,
with you dealing with Chase as your current local bank, we're not in the competition to, you know, try and take away any of their business here. We're just a secondary source of obtaining funds.
Okay. Because our line of credit is predicated upon, you know, our accounts receivables. You know, so they kind of look at our sales and accounts receivables as when they do the line of credit.
Yeah, and I have heard of a few of the other local banks here, nationwide banks as well, doing you know, particular agreements with small businesses and, you know, trying to keep them, you know, singularly working with them alone.
Right. But yeah. Yeah. No, they're crafty like that.
Yeah.
No, they really are. They're, because they, you know, yeah, they're just, they like to suck you in and lock you in and then...
not let you go anywhere, right?
Well, yeah, it's weird. It's like, I just went to my banker. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, so, okay, well, how about this, Matt? Is there maybe a good email for me to just shoot over my contact information? That way, if something comes up here and maybe working capital seems like something that you could definitely take advantage of, maybe I can send over my contact information and I can become a future resource for you.
Yeah, it would be really, I mean, I don't think it would be worth your time at all.
Well, that's honest.
I don't mind giving you my email, but the problem is I'm worried about showing up on, like, some list or something.
Oh, no, not at all. It would be one email just with my own personal contact information just so you can put me on file. It's not going to get sent out anywhere and, you know, get you spammed or anything like that.
I know, but I'd probably not even read the email.
Okay. Well, you know, the honesty is appreciated.
Dude, we just don't need any money right now. That's
yeah.
The point is not like in the, you know, I mean, we're in a pretty good spot. So we're.
And so you're already
money,
pretty. Yeah. But you're already currently in the process of getting those pieces of machinery financed through Chase.
No, because some of them were put on like equipment line of credit, some were line of credit, some paid cash. So those are all in the past.
Yeah. So that's the thing is, you know, that's where we can come in here and definitely help out, because we do have a lot of our clientele who do work through their nationwide or local banks, and, you know, say they do come in and looking for a loan or say they want to do the equipment financing. 9 out of 10 of them are just getting downright denied, but they're not even going to hear that answer until 3 to 6 months down the road. Or if they do, it's not going to be for the amount they're actually looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we can come in, and if as long as you have my contact information and say you do go to Chase and you try to do the equipment financing, worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out and you aren't able to get the rates you're looking for, that's where we can come in and help out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's interesting. All right, I'll give you my email address. I'll give you my AOL address.
All right, sounds good.
mc2matt@aol.com.
And so that first part was NC as in Nancy,
yeah,
Carl?
M as in Matt, C as in Cotter.
Okay, got it.
The number 2, And
yeah.
matt@aol.com.
Okay, great. Well, I'll put a little something together right now, and I'll just shoot you over my contact information, and then, you know, I can follow up with you in about a month or so and just see if there's any updates on that equipment, and maybe we can work together in the future if something comes up.
All right, buddy.
All right, you have a good one, Matt. Hey, actually, I got another one. What do you call a guy with two arms and no legs who's just laying on the floor?
I don't know who.
Matt.
Oh, God. Matt, there you go. That was a good one.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.